Nicodemus no longer cautious and questioning. Now Nicodemus came forward in defense of the infant church. He encouraged the faith of the disciples and used his wealth in helping to sustain the church at Jerusalem and advance the work. Those who had paid him reverence now scorned him, and he became poor, yet he faltered not in the defense of his faith. The persecution gave great impetus to the work of the gospel. Success had attended the ministry in Jerusalem, and there was danger that the disciples would linger there too long, unmindful of the Savior's commission to go to all the world. Instead of educating new converts to carry the gospel to those who had not heard it, they were in danger of taking a course that would lead all to be satisfied with what had been accomplished. To scatter his representatives where they could work for others, God permitted persecution to come. Driven from Jerusalem, the believers went everywhere preaching the word. When they were scattered by persecution, they went forth filled with missionary zeal. They knew they held in their hands the bread of life for a famishing world, and they were constrained by the love of Christ to break this bread to all who were in need. Wherever they went, the sick were healed and the poor had the gospel preached unto them. Philip, one of the seven deacons, was among those driven from Jerusalem. He went down to the city of Samaria, and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spoke, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. There was great joy in that city. Christ's message to the Samaritan woman at Jacob's well had borne fruit. The woman had gone to the men of the city, saying, "Is not this the Christ?" They went with her, heard Jesus, and believed on him. For 2 days Jesus stayed with them, and many more believed because of his own word. When his disciples were driven from Jerusalem, the Samaritans welcomed them, and the Jewish converts gathered a precious harvest from among those who had once been their bitterest enemies. While Philip was in Samaria, he was directed by a heavenly messenger to go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza. And he arose and went. He did not hesitate to obey, for he had learned the lesson of conformity to God's will.